this episode of Between Good Podcasts, Among Us. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 152. This is your host, Mark.
Luke.
Hey, Luke, how you doing?
I'm doing good, like a good boy, I guess. I've been playing Among Us a bit.
Among Us? All right. Well, for our sixth anniversary edition episode, which this is, we will be discussing Among Us. What is Among Us?
You're basically this little tiny astronaut thing, I guess. You're on a spaceship with 10 people, and there are imposters that try and kill everyone. You're just trying to do your chores.
So it's a game?
Yeah, it's a video game.
Okay, are you always on a spaceship?
There are two other maps, an alien planet and a station, I guess? Just like a big tower.
Okay. What are you trying to do in the game?
Well, if you're a crewmate, you win by finishing your tasks or voting out the imposter. Because there are these meetings. If someone pushes a button or reports a body, there's a meeting with a chat in the corner. If you're an imposter, you want everyone to die.
Okay. And how many people can play?
There's 10 people, but the developers are working on making it so more people can play in one room.
How old is this game?
2 years.
Okay. And how long have you been playing?
According to Steam, since October?
Okay. How did you find out about it?
Well, the game just blew up in popularity all of a sudden in 2020.
Okay. So, well, that's like the first good thing that happened in 2020, right?
Yeah. I mean,
that's probably an exaggeration, but it's one of the better things in 2020 in your life.
Oh, yeah.
So who do you play it with?
Yeah, I play with my friends, because I have friends.
Okay. So you kind of run the club that you and your friends are in, right?
I won the voice chat meeting thing we do, and I create the room, but sometimes Dean creates a room, because, I don't know, he wants to create a room.
Okay, so you create the room and invite your friends, and is the voice chat part of the game?
No, you just have to use a different application. There is a chat where you can type messages in the game, but there's no actual voice chat in the game.
Okay, so that's something that you and your group added.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you talk about on voice while you're playing the game?
Well, we try and figure out who's the imposter. I mean, people are suspicious.
Okay, so other people outside your group play with your group.
Well, yeah, we do that when there aren't enough people in my group. So we just let in random people, because we want 10 people, I guess.
Okay. So, I've played it once with you, and for the grown-ups in the audience, I kind of summarized it as a mix between Clue and Survivor. So you're trying to figure out the mystery, but you also vote people out of the game.
Yeah. I mean, there are probably a lot of adults that play the game.
Yeah, it's really for all ages. So, I mean, there's no, like, weird content to worry about unless, I mean, I guess somebody could start cursing or something in the chat room, but...
Well, yeah, that happens, but there's a censor chat option.
Okay.
Although...
Well, that's a great option.
Yeah, that doesn't always function well, because sometimes you're trying to say a word, but a part of the word is blocked off. Because the game censors it.
Okay. Does it just censor that word, or does it censor everything that the person is saying?
It just censors the word.
Okay. Well, that's really a good option to keep it a family-friendly game.
Yeah.
So, Has everybody in our family played it?
No. So, yeah, Jacob played it a few times.
Okay.
But, yeah, he stopped playing because his friends ruined it for him. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, yeah.
You only played it once. I think the only one who hasn't played it is Mother.
Okay. Well, we had to get... I think she'd actually enjoy it.
Yeah. Being a crewmate, not killing everyone.
Yeah. I've even seen where youngsters will play imposter like in real life. I mean, they don't really go around killing each other, but...
Maybe that would be entertaining.
So, you and your sisters and the neighbors down the street played Among Us in the Treehouse, right?
Oh yeah, we did do something similar to that, because we were outside and we were bored, so...
Yeah, it was a beautiful day, and you passed out secret notes, and one of them said somebody was the imposter, and then you came up with tasks to do around the treehouse in the yard.
Yeah, I just kind of, like, bopped stuff, just like, boop. Yeah, I had Mark carry my thing, because I didn't have pockets.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, Mark was just running around with a piece of paper in his pocket.
That's the other Mark. So if you're into solving, I guess, puzzles and mysteries or something, check out this game, Among Us. You can get it on all the different application stores, platforms, whatever.
I actually only think you can get it on Steam and mobile.
Oh, it isn't... It's in the Apple App Store, right?
Yeah, it's in the App Store, so you can get it on your phone.
Yeah, and Google Play and all those places like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think you can have it on a console like Xbox. I think they are. I think the developers are working on porting it to the PS5, but I don't know.
So are you going to review this on your blog, Life is Weird? That's your blog, right?
Yeah, I have not been at that website, and I do not even know the name of it.
Okay.
Also, I hate grammar, so yeah, that's going to be problematic.
Oh, well, I don't think the grammar police are after all the blogs out there on the internet, at least not from the ones that I've seen. All right, so if you have anything to say about Among Us... Leave a comment at betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com. Reviews on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts are always welcome. That wraps up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
Luke.
And we're Between Good Podcasts.
Curious, however, who the people in the audience are. Are they children or are they adults? Who's the majority and who's a minority? The opposite of majority.
Oh, the minority?